SmokyMountainHeirlooms.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I called CDC not long ago and said, how many active cases are being monitored in the United States of Ebola? And they said 1,400. I said, where is that on your website, these updates? They said, we're not putting it on the web. So I think there is an effort to control the message and to tamp it down. This is public information we have a right to, and I think the media should not hype it, but cover it.
Cheryl Atkinson. That's a respected reporter, investigative journalist at Fox News. We had a top Forbes writer that writes their medical news saying they were at the meeting months ago where they said we're going to cover up what's going on with Ebola. I've had a medical doctor on by name saying that the medical doctors in these hospitals, and we named the hospital the Harry Truman Center in Missouri, and that they were being told that they were Ebola cases. Then I talked to a bunch of other doctors off record. One doctor I know personally that runs a chain of hospitals in a major Texas city, one of the cities that has an NFL team, and there's a blue star on their helmets. They didn't tell me not to say the city. I just thought I hadn't said it. It's up in the DFW area. And now they're scared. We just talked to him again a week ago. He comes down to Austin sometimes. We talked to him on the phone last week. He's scared because it's definitely Ebola, and it's being covered up, and they think they're liable for taking part in this. Now, I've got all this important news, but right there, now Fox News investigative journalist is saying they're covering up. Headline from Breitbart. Atkinson, CDC hiding numbers of possible Ebola cases in the U.S. That's exactly what Infowars.com had that headline 2 months ago. Here's one of our headlines. We wrote scores of stories on the subject. Obama caught ordering press to cover up Ebola. Pharmacologist reveals how press has bowed to government demand to keep Americans in the dark. Only DrudgeReport.com linked to our story. And then I guess it forced Yahoo to, but no national coverage, not Fox, not CNN. And see, as bad as Fox is, that's the channel where they'll talk about our government growing opium in Afghanistan, and that's the channel where they'll talk about they may be covering up Ebola. It's just on a scale of things, it's much better than CNN or MSNBC. And remember, they let Bill O'Reilly have a show about women being cyber-stalked and sex crimes, and then just cut to a clip of me as a non sequitur with no description why screaming. So they're bad. Some of their people are bad, but they've got good people over there like Judge Andrew Napolitano and Lou Dobbs and people like that. So that's all I'm saying is at least they're not openly anti-gun on Fox News. Yeah, there's the article of the video. Bill O'Reilly smears Alex Jones in hate speech rant. He goes, yeah, there's all these sex crimes going on the internet. And they just cut to me screaming about the police. Had nothing to do with women. And I've never been charged with anything. It's just insane. Only thing worse is MSNBC saying I influenced the Boston bombers with no proof and that I want cops dead. And I don't mean to make the show about me. It's just that if they can do this to me, or if they can blame the next Oklahoma City on you-know-who or Rush Limbaugh, we all fall. If they can take down a Drudge Report like the White House has been caught saying they want to, do the media matters? If they just gave a big award, the White House did this week, they can get me. And you know who else they can get? They can get your free speech. Because you take anybody's rights away, they can take everybody's rights away. When they try to bring down big organizations, they try to bring down people that have tens of millions of listeners, you better believe that's an attack on your rights, not just the person under attack. All right, we've got the cops executed in New York and Brooklyn. We're going to break that down. We've got Team America also being removed from theaters, like the Alamo Draft House here in Austin and Dallas. Not just new movie about Kim Jong-un, The Interview. It's a big broadcast. Stay with us.
For all of aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
And that is basically a boil down of fiction, Soylent Green, that came out in the early 70s with Charlton Heston, an excellent sci-fi film, integrated in with the current policies, the anti-human policies that are being promoted. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're live. It is Sunday, the 21st day of December, 2014. And I didn't tell the crew this, but why don't we dig up some of the classical Beethoven or Mozart Christmas canons, and have a bit of that today in the spirit, especially because it's so politically incorrect in such a free country all over the United States. I have a stack of articles we'll be hitting in the second hour. Colleges, high schools, elementary schools are saying, don't hand out Christmas cards. Don't say Merry Christmas. And whatever you do, don't say Jesus Christ. Let me explain something. On a college We're a public school. You can read the Bible at lunch. You can give anybody Christmas cards you want, as long as they're not obscene. You could give them cards that weren't Christmas cards. You could give them copies of the Bill of Rights. It's your free association. And Christmas trees are being banned in cities all over the country. I'm sick of it. Plus, a Christmas tree is not even really a Christian symbol. They've dug up Christmas trees in 20,000-year-old caves in Germany and France. They hauled the trees in for the winter equinox, which is today, and they put evergreens, which they thought were magic because they lived during the cold weather when the other trees lost their leaves, and they would decorate them with ornaments and worship them. Many cultures worship trees. It's in the Bible. You know, saying the people that go out in the groves and worship the trees, look out for them. But the point is that I love Christmas trees. Now it's a Christian symbol, expropriated. I'm not getting into that. It's just that the pagans and people are always at the vanguard. The Wiccans, every time I turn around, are filing lawsuits and stuff saying, get rid of Christmas trees. Listen, dummies, the Christmas tree is your symbol. I mean, it's just over the top how ignorant people are. But it doesn't matter. It's part of Western culture. In the Netherlands, they're trying to ban the Black Peters, which for over 800 years they've had before transatlantic slavery, before one black slave. People never even seen an African. It was mythical that Santa Claus had black elves and white elves. It was neat. Nothing to do with putting black people down. They're trying to ban the Black Peters. That's what it's called. It's just getting ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely ridiculous to where, remember last year, the city of Seattle put out a release to all their agencies, police, you name it, saying, do not have brown bag days. Where they'll have in-service training. Everybody has that in professions. And then you come and they say brown bag provided. They were telling all the HR departments, do not say the department will provide a brown bag lunch. Everybody knows that means an apple chips and a ham sandwich or a chicken sandwich. There it is, KOMO News. City officials urge ban on politically offensive language. This is mental illness. And it goes on to say the word brown bag and citizen is offensive. Oh, I forgot that part of it. Because if you say citizen, that makes a non-citizen feel bad. So now just everybody's a citizen and gets everything free. Meanwhile, all of us are losing our basic freedoms, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and all of us have our First Amendment under attack and should be coming together against it. Now, I have been predicting the last 3 years intensely, because I could see the drumbeat on CNN, MSNBC, and by the White House, and by Mother Jones, and just all the other auxiliaries of creating racial obsession and infighting and divide and conquer. But then, back in February of this year, I issued an emergency alert before the Brown case, before any of these cases. In fact, there's another report. Flashback, U.S. Army training to fight black Americans. That's from November. Originally July 17th, we flashbacked it. I can see a rollout. Just like Poland could see for 6 months the Nazis massing on their border in 1940. And they were saying they're about to attack us. And the Germans would say, you're paranoid, you're a conspiracy theorist. I can see the buildup. I can see the preparation to try to create racial division and then race war, but also play the populations off against the police, which will then cause the police to become more paranoid and more paramilitary and go under federal control because they'll be indicted if they engage in any paramilitary activity unless they're under federal auspices. Just like the feds and CNN demonized asset forfeiture seizure in the last 20 years. To get it banned at the state level so the feds can be the only ones that administer it, and then they give back up to 85% of the money to the local police that they seize, effectively making them federal. See how that works? And about 3 weeks ago, Paul Watson did articles showing the Twitter pages and the Facebooks of urban black racist groups and black prison gangs. The FBI later actually picked that up and put an alert out to police. The FBI does a good job a lot of the time. I mean, they've got good compartments within it. But we were the first to point out, I'm not bragging, I'm saying we know what we're talking about. We're going to go over that today. That you're going to see as part of the urban protest, and it's now in the gangster rap, again, financed by Hollywood, that the way you protest, if you're a black urban person who's mad, is you go and just shoot a random cop in a donut shop or in their patrol car. And, of course, we were then attacked by Media Matters, openly run by the White House. The head of it was given a presidential award last week, saying we're crazy, making this up, no cops are going to have their heads blown off. Well, it just happened yesterday. Because they are taking a few bad cases and hyping them to create racial division. And certainly there's some problems out there, but you don't randomly go kill someone because of their race or a uniform or anything else, and it's to get us all at each other's throats.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crosby, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Elvis also sang this, so did Frank Sinatra. And we had an article out a week ago where New York newspapers asked, is it okay to have I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas play at Rockefeller Center as part of the lineup? And the answer is no, it's racist. It doesn't have to do with snow. Just like brown bags don't just mean a lunch bag. It's code. See, and that's what Mother Jones has come out this December issue and says, are you racist? Science has the answer. They hook you up with electrodes, show you different images of people, and if you don't want to have sex with someone who you're not attracted to, and that they happen to be another race, then you're a racist. See, having your own opinion, having your own discretion, or your own discrimination is now racist. And by discrimination, maybe I like vanilla ice cream over chocolate. I happen to like chocolate over vanilla. Maybe I like strawberry over mango. Doesn't mean I'm racist against mango. Maybe on average, I'm attracted to blondes or brunettes. Maybe I like really white skin. Maybe I like tan skin. Maybe I like black women. Maybe I don't. Maybe I like some black women. I like some white women. It's ridiculous, but just I tend to lean towards fill in the blank. That's called my opinion. I drive a Ford truck, not a Chevy. But I like Chevy products, even though they give money to gun control groups. And Ford doesn't. So I buy Ford. And see, I'm going to discriminate against Chevrolet because of their political activities and getting bailouts. And I'm going to buy Ford because, quite frankly, Ford has raised the quality of their products. I didn't like Ford back when I was a kid. And saw my dad's Ford van breaking down all the time, even though it was 3 years old. They want to distract us from all the real issues. And what are the real issues? We're going to play this clip. Obama caught ordering press to cover up Ebola. Forbes reported that. We broke it down November 6th. That Forbes was at a meeting with the head of the CDC, and they all agreed before the press conference started to not question apparent Ebola cases and joined hands to be part of the cover-up. Now, we've had a medical doctor on. I've talked to a bunch off record that are scared in Dallas, Kansas City, St. Louis, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, New York, where there are apparent Ebola cases and they're whisked away and disappeared. Obviously, it's getting worse in Africa. They've moved the story out of the news because it started to blow back on Obama and get associated with amnesty and open borders. And I was just thinking yesterday, on Saturday, I was up there doing a special live report on our crew covering protests in Spokane, Washington, of the Sheriff's Department getting federal training and saying their main enemy was basically constitutionalists, and that's why they have these giant MRAP armored vehicles. And I was thinking, what am I going to cover tomorrow on the big Sunday show? Because we're here weekdays 11 to 2, then we have the Sunday show that's very popular, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, on over 100 affiliates now around the country. And I was thinking, I want to bring up Ebola and just point out, hey, you know it's peaking in Africa right now with about a million cases, they believe. More people are flying in. Don't you think they're probably covering it up? Plus, we've been told so by our own sources, on record and off record, by Forbes. It's amazing. This is from Fox News. This audio and video is up on InfoWars.com right now. If you're a radio listener, you go to InfoWars.com, and don't just download the free iPhone app so you can listen once you're outside of AM and FM listening areas, wherever you go, taking the show with you. You can also just go to InfoWars.com/show, and right there, weekdays and on the weekend, and the special reports we do for special live events, you can see what I'm about to play. So InfoWars.com/show. I was out with some friends last week, and one of them said, I love watching your radio show. And the other person said, you know, I don't listen to the show a lot, but what do you mean you watch his radio show? Well, that's kind of what people do. This is Sunday on Fox News Channel. Today, Media Buzz investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson said the CDC is not putting out the current information on how many potential cases of Ebola they are currently tracking in the United States. And see, that's the thing. They could keep it secret for 5 months this year that they'd ordered the Border Patrol to ship the illegals in and give them vouchers by the hundreds of thousands a month, the millions total. We had to go down and show it on the border and show the Border Patrol doing it and break it nationally. Little InfoWars. That shows how they can have the fix being in. But the good news is it's coming out on Forbes and Fox News. So see, we're vindicated. We told you we had doctor sources and nurse sources, medical sources saying this. One of them was willing to go on the air with his name, a medical director of three hospitals. I know the director, I'm going to leave it at that, of some of the biggest hospitals in Dallas-Fort Worth. And they said, it's guaranteed going on. So let me just give you a newsflash. I don't know how much Ebola's out there, but it's going on and it's being covered up. Let's go to Fox News. Here's a clip.
I called CDC not long ago and said, how many active cases are being monitored in the United States of Ebola? And they said 1,400. I said, where is that on your website, these updates? They said, we're not putting it on the web. So I think there is an effort to control the message and to tamp it down. This is public information we have a right to, and I think the media should not hype it, but cover it.
Yeah, my doctor friend, pretty serious guy, flies around in helicopters to work. Said that they believe the cases are in the thousands. It's basically known. And they don't want to panic you because they know you're going to blame Obama with the totally open border and say, why? And we've had all these governors come out, Rick Perry, Jindal, all of them say do something. Scott Walker, other governments. But oh, no, you know what, dummies? Just shut up. Nothing's going on. Kind of like you get these calls all over the web, all over YouTube, all over InfoWars. Just because I said don't go out and shoot cops or call for violence, don't start a civil war that the Justice Department tried to foment the Trayvon Martin. They got caught trying to foment the last two, the Garner and the Brown case. They got caught to get us all at each other's throats. Does that mean there aren't some problems with the police and militarization and attack dog training? Yes. But you don't fix that walking up to a patrol car and shooting two family men in the head. You don't know they're a bad cop. I mean, even if they were a bad cop, they get due process. They don't get shot in the head. And it was reported by the New York Post and the New York Daily News. I have the articles that are on InfoWars.com that people were cheering as they were in Brooklyn, as they were trying to save them and give them mouth-to-mouth. People were going, good, you deserve it, and clapping, like when the two cops got run over in Denver. That is sick. That is sick. That is sick. And that is what they're trying to get going in this country. And they want to just demonize the Patriot movement and say, we deserve to be killed. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. It's Christmas time.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, UnveilingThem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We are the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Yeah, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous
one. I've got a pen and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, the 21st day already of December 2014. As I've been saying the last few months, 2014 is very long in the tooth, big white beard, and soon the year will die and a new year will be born. And I want to be very clear here. A lot of really positive things are happening, not just here, but around the globe. A lot of people are waking up to the tenets of liberty and true competition and prosperity. And corrupt power structures are moving to try to block and suppress populations, and that's only going to have the effect of causing more resistance. But we don't need mindless, criminal, stupid resistance to apparent evils. An apparent wrong of Garner being choked to death in New York or Long Island is not right to then go and shoot two police officers in the head in cold blood and then go kill yourself because you just shot your girlfriend to death. And, well, instead of killing yourself, you're just going to go have death by cop or take a few with you. And that's what I've said. This is a trend I see getting promoted by the media. It will create copycats, just like 2020 had to admit in a special in 1995 that we played clips of, that death education started in 1990. And within 3 years, it doubled and tripled suicides in high schools and middle schools. You teach 13-year-olds how to hang themselves or how to take pills or how to shoot themselves to say, don't do it. You've now put in their mind, don't do it. And it caused massive suicide increases. If the media starts hyping race riots and infighting and, oh, you're mad at the government? The thing to do is go blame the lowest level rubber meets the road police. And as you know, I'm the big critic of the globalists taking over the police, but not of the police. I'm the big critic of the police state. I'm the big critic of the MRAPs and the helicopters looking through our walls and all of it, because I understand it's federalized, it's globalized, it is designed to convert us to a tyranny. But to do that, they've got to get a war going with us and the police that they've gotten the police ready for. Instead, we need to take back our counties, our cities, our states, and take back our police. And as I've said many times, and the statistics show it, they are one of the most awake groups compared to the general public. They are not our enemies. If we simply don't let the mind game work on us, we can checkmate the globalists right now. The way to demonstrate is the way that more than 500 people showed up in Spokane, many of them are listeners, with our crew there covering it, to cover the event. And the police union, the sheriff's unions, come out and criticize the police chief following Obama doctrine, Justice Department doctrine, saying constitutionalist veterans, gun owners are the main threat. And we've got sheriff deputies on tape saying it is veterans, and we got a lot of guns in this county. Well, quote, there's a lot of guns here, a lot of constitutionalists, and we may take enemy fire. Well, our demonstrators didn't go out and attack police or shoot anybody or burn down anything. They went out and talked about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, exposed the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL that are running this in the White House. And I saw the live feeds. I was here, you know, we were here for 4 hours doing a special report yesterday covering the whole protest. The police were super nice, brought us back, showed us the MRAP, said on record, we don't like what was said, and, you know, the sheriff's backed down from that. And our guys talked to the cops off record. They're listeners. The sheriff's department, a bunch of them are our listeners. We already knew that. So, see, we're not going to go up and walk up to a police car and shoot two people in the head. That's not how we take America back. That's how you destroy the country and start a civil war. But the Democratic Party's push with Al Sharpton and the mayor, the socialist mayor of New York, with this I can't breathe business, and I think that is excessive force. It looks really bad, and I disgust me. But does that mean you go execute police in cold blood? Absolutely not. The Justice Department is all over this, trying to stir this up right now, and it could start a race war civil war. In fact, it's already starting to get to that point. There are racial attacks I see in local news as I scan it 4 or 5 times a day that are getting reported. You know, a fraction get reported, where whites are being attacked everywhere by black racists that think it's a legitimate form to beat a white person in the head with a hammer or shoot them. So what they've done is the Justice Department has put white people and cops over here and then put black folks or anybody who's in the inner city over here, a lot of white folks in the inner city, a lot of Hispanics, to just all start hating each other and fighting each other while foreign banks swindle and loot all of us. And while Ebola is clearly being covered up inside the United States, I just played Fox News saying that they admit they have a bunch of suspected cases, thousands of them, and are covering it up. Forbes said they were at the meeting where it was agreed upon 2 months ago. Do you understand? We just report the facts here. I don't care if it's sensational. We will tell you. Speaking of political correctness, when we come back, Obama. Sony did the wrong thing when it pulled the movie. Boy, I hate agreeing with Obama. That's one of the cases I do. He says you don't give in to terrorist threats, whoever's behind it. North Korea says that it was probably launched by the CIA. I don't know who it was launched by, but the globalists are not above doing it. But it is true now. Now the so-called terrorist group is threatening that if Team America airs, they'll blow it up. And so Alamo Drafthouse, and I'm not kidding, I love Team America, even though it's very risque. I think it's so funny. It's one of my favorite satire movies. I was planning to go see it in Austin at the limited showing because I hadn't seen it since it came out in 2004 in the theater, and they pulled the stinking thing. I'm going to rent a theater next week. I want to get on the horn and find some theaters that aren't total chickens, and I'm going to rent a theater free to the public. I mean, I could sell tickets, but I'm not going to. Maybe a 300-seater or something. We're going to. You know what? I bet this country's so cowardly. I bet I can't. And so politically correct. Because political correctness means when they tell you not to speak or not to say something, you do it. It means you value having no free speech. We absolutely must show Team America and the interview now, or this country's done. Stick a fork in it.
Soon, every country will be in complete chaos.
To save the world from falling apart.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
And we learn he's really an alien cockroach that climbs out of his body at the end. It's not about sex, Gary. This is global government. Where the UN says we can't have guns, we can't have coal power plants, so they come after our coal plants and guns. Or North Korea, that can't even build an automobile, that's why I doubt they did the hacking, can hardly watch, that thinks Dennis Rodman's cool, and that shows you how delusional Kim Jong-un is. They're going to blow stuff up if we show a movie. Well, go to hell. I mean, what is wrong with this country? Show the movies. Get rid of the censorship.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior. The government for, by, and of the people.
Sounds pretty terrorist.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Who is that extremist I heard talking?
Oh, me? Meet the real me.
Ronald Reagan.
My misfits wave light.
That's Dave Mustaine.
Your black past is mine.
My most valued possession.
Possession? Hindsight is always 20/20. Looking back,
it's still a bit fuzzy.
Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story. That's
what the Second Amendment's about. If you get a tyrannical government that comes after the people, it's mutually assured destruction. But in North Korea or Communist China or Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, the people don't have guns, or Fidel's Cuba. By the way, I'm all for normalizing relations with Cuba, not because I like communism. It has only been the fact that there's been an embargo so long that's allowed communism to continue there. The minute you let U.S. money in there, the minute you let the tourists really in there, that stuff will fall so fast. The average person in Cuba can't even have a bicycle. They eat squid 3 or 4 times a day. That's not just a quote from Scarface. Oh, yeah, they got more doctors than any country in the world, but can't do any medical procedures. It's a joke, like North Korea.
Now Obama's trying to, at least on the surface, normalize relations. I'd love to get into Cuba. I know I could go there illegally, but I'm not going to. It's just a beautiful country. I've talked to people who go scuba diving there. They say nothing like it. I wish Cuba was rich and successful and great. I wish there was some countries close to here, because this place falls, I could go to. But you know what? There are not many. That's the problem. Getting back to free speech, Obama says Sony did the wrong thing when it pulled the movie. I wish they had spoken to me first, he said. I would have told them not to get into a pattern in which you're intimidated by these kinds of criminal attacks. The head of Sony went on to tell CNN, we have not caved, we have not given in, we have persevered, he told Fareed Zakaria. What a load of bull. We have persevered by announcing they're not going to release the movie and have a $200 million loss. And then now to follow suit, I don't know if it was a stunt. I know Tim League, I can call him up, knowing back when he first founded the Alamo Draft House, one theater, not hundreds around the country. They're not showing Team America. How ridiculous is that? Theaters owned by Alamo that we're going to have a showing of it to dovetail with the release of the interview are pulling the showings. But they say it's because the distributor doesn't want it shown. Team America is benched, won't return to theaters, reports say. One day after some theaters vowed to scream America, World Police, in the place of the interview, whose release was canceled Wednesday, word has emerged that Team America has also been pulled. Both films made light of North Korea. I mean, do you understand that it's been a cult underground deal to make fun of Kim Jong-un and his dad Kim Jong-il? I mean, I own a teacup making fun of him with an image of women in bathing suits chasing him down the beach. In fact, guys, I was going to tweet it and I forgot to do it. Somebody changed the Hollywood sign to say North Korea. I want to tweet that out. Hollywood to now adopt North Korean policies, because that's what it's doing. And we have a big graphic on the front page of Infowars.com right now that says, like big government, move to North Korea. That's actually an Alex Jones quote. We should just add Alex Jones quote. I don't care, but we always have the quote on there. That's an Alex Jones quote. Like big government? Oh, yeah, we should all just cry when Kim Jong-il died for 3 days straight, or we'll be sent for 10 years hard labor. Oh, you're our leader. Oh, we love you so much. Oh, totally and completely disgusting. So there you go. That's the state of the country. And if we don't make a big deal out of this, the tyrants win. Oh, better not criticize Obamacare or they will call you a racist. Oh, better not be a gun owner or the government might come after you. Oh, better not be in the Tea Party. The IRS will audit you. The threat is giving in. The threat is bowing. They will take everything. We are going into bona fide, 200-proof, classical, hardcore, 100% tyranny on every front, because good people won't organize and say no. We're a world of yes men now in the West.
The President of the United States can change the enforcement thereof under his executive branch powers. We propose to the United States government to take mutual measures for the improvement of our bilateral climate.
That's Raul Castro, the president, now that Fidel's dilapidated and in convalescence permanently. Gotta admit, Fidel Castro is a tough bird, formerly CIA trained in the United States, on record. You tell the ignorant public, they don't even know he worked for Eisenhower and then double-crossed him. People don't even know all this stuff. But now he's saying unilaterally, you as an executive can do this. No, Obama can't do that. He can't violate congressional law because he feels like it, like he's on the border, and guns, and power plants, and everything else. You see? Now dictators like Raul. Castro took power, what, in like 1960? How many years is that? 40, 50? 54 years? That's enough. Just like it's enough, we're told that it's a done deal. It's going to be Jeb Bush head-to-head red state against blue state Hillary. Give me a break. Two Clintons isn't enough. It's too many. Two Bushes isn't enough. It's too many. No more country club, blue blood, Rockefeller, turn your guns in, Republicans. Have you gotten the message from the Tea Party? Get out of here with your looted money. We're sick of you. We don't.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Yeah, that's Hillary doing a fake Kentucky accent. How dumb do they really think we are? Coming up, I'm going to give the number out and take calls specifically on just political correctness in general. What do you think the most outrageous examples of political correctness are? What is your take on the attempt to continue to ban Christmas? I mean, talk about Grinch-like. What do you make of all of this? And then I've got a bunch of other news. Mayor Emanuel's son robbed outside family's Lakeview home in the wonderful gun-free zone that has the highest murder rate in the world. California puzzles over safety of driverless cars. I'm going to tie in some key intel on that front. Majority of Brits want to quit the EU, but the government won't let them. They never got to vote to be brought into it. That's globalism, folks. You just wake up and you're under a new government, just like we are under the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Did you know the United States is in the Pacific Ocean and is waiving every law and right we've got right now to secret treaties on record? NYPD shooting suspect referenced Garner and Brown cases. Wall Street Journal, no kidding. And it looks like he was an Islamicist. Local police departments take precautions following deadly shooting of cops in Brooklyn. Doesn't this show the police that no amount of armored vehicles or checkpoints is going to protect you? Only a free society will protect you where you're virtuous and then people want to support you. If you let the Justice Department stir up racial hatred and imply that all police are racist killers, it's going to happen. Local police departments are now basically on alert. Police unions, others blast de Blasio after shooting deaths of two NYPD cops because the mayor joined in with the Justice Department hate fest. NYPD cops, furious, turn their back on the mayor as he enters hospital where dead officers are held. Two NYPD officers assassinated while sitting in a patrol car in Brooklyn by gunmen who boasted on Instagram about revenge killing cops, saying, I'm going to put wings on cops today. So who needs suicide by cop when you just suicide by killing cop? This is what the media is pushing as the new trendy thing to do. And then the cops will get more violent, more aggressive, and then the cycle continues. Man aimed empty gun in cop's face, pulled trigger. Police say, New York Post.
Gun wasn't loaded anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't loaded anymore. FBI issues warning, a black prison gang targeting white cops. That's just some of the news. Sharpton tries to back away from it. Before we end this hour, please don't take this radio transmission, the fact that you're hearing on a local AM and FM stations, for granted. Stations come, stations go, they change formats. You've never been on more stations, it doesn't matter. Download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. This Christmas, give the gift of reality. Grab your friends and family's iPhones or Droids. Get them to download the free apps at Infowars.com/show. Or for $29.95, close to half off, get a year membership to PrisonPlanet.tv, and 20 people can use your membership. And it is you members out there that make it all possible. So thank you for being members of PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news, my films, and more. PrisonPlanet.tv, second hour, coming up. Stay with us.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.